1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. And when I come, whomsoever ye shall prove by your letters, them will I send, and bring your liberality to Jerusalem. And if it be meet that I go also, they shall go with me. Now when I come unto you, when I shall pass through Macedonia, for I do pass through Macedonia, it may be that I will abide, yea, and winter with you, that ye may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. For I will not see you now by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you, if the Lord permit. But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. For a great door, an effectual, is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. So, again, a collection for the saints. There were some poor saints enduring a lot of persecution at Jerusalem, and Paul is... there was a collection for the saints going on, and he gave an order to the church of Galatia saying, copy that order. On the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gathering. He doesn't want to come and have a collecting, a money drive. He didn't want to have any gatherings when he came, meaning gatherings of gathering money, collecting money for the saints. You know, this word is used in the papyri, the ancient languages as used for tax. Can be used for tax gathering. So he didn't want to have these collections taken up when he got there. He didn't want to, when people come to church and it's like, oh, let's have a gathering. It's the prophet so-and-so. Let's have a gathering. Oh, yes. And they want to start, let's have a collection for this, a collection for that. He wanted to avoid that. But when he came, you approve somebody saying, and that person will I send to bring your liberality, literally grace, charis, or gift, to Jerusalem. When I come, I'll send someone to Jerusalem. I suppose they wanted him to send a letter or some sort of recommendation or something. When he came, he didn't want there to be a gathering, but he said, you pick some guy and I'll send him. Oh, and if it be meet that I go also, they will go with me. I mean, if I go to Jerusalem, we'll go together. And he says, I will come to you now when I go through pass through Macedonia, for I do pass, excuse me, I'm going that way. So I hope to come with you, and I hope to abide and winter with you, spend the winter there, that you could bring me on my journey wherever I go, and I will not see you now, by the way, meaning on my way now. But he's saying, I'd like to spend some time with you. Paul was a man very demanding. A lot of people loved him. A lot of people wanted to spend his time there. And he had to somewhat divide and make decisions and deny others and give others. And depending on what the need was, so he would do. Again, if the Lord will permit. But he's saying, I'm going to stay at Ephesus until Pentecost. For a great door, an effectual, Ephesus is in Asia Minor, and an effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. Paul had a lot of enemies at Ephesus. Great is Diana of Ephesus. Great is Diana. He had run into some pretty heavy opposition at Ephesus until Pentecost. What he's saying is, I'm going to stay there until Pentecost. If Timothy has come, see that he may be with you. He's considering sending Timothy. He didn't know if he would for sure or not. But see that he be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord as I do also. Timothy was a long time companion of Paul, sort of his understudy, and he's giving them instructions on how to, he wanted to make sure they understood how they ought to receive him. Let no man despise him. Again, in another place, he said, "Let no man despise your youth." Paul was a mature man. Timothy was relatively younger, not incredibly younger. You know, when he talks, when he, you know, Timothy, though seriously, you know, you look at Jesus when he was preaching, people said, "You are not yet 50 years old." A man under 50 was not given a whole lot of respect. As I don't expect really to get much respect at my age. I'm 35. I really don't expect a lot of respect for what I have to say. I know most people want to see old men. I look forward to the day when I'm 50. You know why? Not just because I will get more respect, but because I will have grown so much wiser by then. I look at some men who are old and have not grown wise, and I marvel. They've just gotten more and more foolish. That's sad. Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come to me. For I look for him with the brethren. I mean, I'm waiting for Timothy. I'm always looking for him. Where is Timothy? When's he coming? So he's saying, if he come, you know, let him be with you and send him on his way. As touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren. But his will was not at all to come at this time. But he will come when he shall have convenient time. And Apollos was one of the ones at the beginning of where some people were trying to make him into a sect. I have Apollos, you know. And he didn't necessarily say they were trying to make a sect out of him, but he says, I have in a figure transferred these things to Apollos and I. Because it could have been guys you never even heard of, that Paul was being gentle. Paul sometimes mentions his enemies, but not always. Some enemies remain unnamed because I think Paul might have hope for them that they would repent. You could imagine. Some say I am a, you know, he might have been, you know, at the beginning of 1 Corinthians when he says, I have Apollos and I have Peter, they might have been saying, well, I'm of Fred and I'm of George. Now, Paul didn't want to embarrass Fred and George, so he, in a figure, transferred that to Apollos and himself. That, because if anyone had a claim, it were the men who brought the gospel, not these other comeuppance. That'd be like me. You know, it's like, I'd rather say, it'd be better to say you're of Paul or of Apollos than to say I'm of Stringini or of Luther or of any of other guys. Is, you know, I mean, it's like, though we learn from each other, let us be of the apostles, let us be of the prophets, let's be of Christ, but not being divided along those lines, but rather unified.